It combines the opportunity to discuss sadness, anger, and stress symptoms with a cautious approach to reducing prejudice, learning about nonviolent conflict resolution, developing a vision of reconciliation and peace living. Evaluation of this program has shown small positive changes in some relevant dimensions in both mental health and ethnic tolerance. 23, 24 Working with the IDEA. The World Health Organization and the UK Department for International Development mounted in Bosnia-Herzegovina a concerted and intensive attempt to address the fundamental obstacles to peace through health sector development. 25 They show that their program broke through ethnic barriers and enabled other non-governmental organizations to implement inter-ethnic programs. Dissent from the policies of the governing or dominant group may take the form of protest, persuasion, non-cooperation, or intervention. 26 Dissent by healthcare workers may draw on their legitimacy, experience, or expertise. Opposition to the Vietnam War by medical professionals included a variety of means and bases of dissent. Benjamin Spock, well known for his writings on the care of infants, drew on his formidable credibility with the American public to speak out against the U.S. war effort. 27 Claire Culhane, a Canadian nurse who had worked in a clinic in South Vietnam, protested Canada's involvement in the war through civil disobedience. Speaking and writing. 28, 29 Her actions were based less on high legitimacy than on personal experience of the health effects of military policies. Doctors who participated in the International War Crimes Tribunal held in Stockholm in 1967 under the auspices of the Bertrand Russell Peace Foundation, giving testimony against both weapons and actions taken by the U.S. government in its pursuit of the Vietnam War, spoke primarily as scientific experts. 27 Such dissent may be furthered by redefinition of the situation by dissenting parties. By redefining the situation, parties attempt to gain control over issues that have been defined by those with formal political powers none of their business or outside their field of expertise. Healthcare workers have at times been successful in redefining war as a public health problem rather than a strictly political problem, thereby creating a space for the exercise of their knowledge and opinion. Given their generally high legitimacy with the public, they have in this way been able to exercise considerable influence. The strategies used by international physicians for the prevention of nuclear war to redefine nuclear war as a public health issue are a classic example. Another is the efforts of the international study team to raise doubts about claims that advanced technology was being used to fight a humane war in Iraq. 30-31 Restricting the destructiveness of war in the West. War has long been restricted by banning weapons deemed abhorrent. The notion goes back at least as far as the Second Lateran Council of 1139, when the crossbow was outlawed for use against Christians, a fine example of delimited altruism, where proposals for the abolition of particular weapons or tactics are framed on the basis of health effects. These become health peace initiatives. Arguments against the use of napalm and other incendiaries, nuclear weapons, cluster bombs, and anti-personnel landmines on the basis of their horrific health effects belong to this category, as do similarly framed arguments against food and crop destruction, deliberate starvation, and physical and mental torture. There is a risk in such efforts, since legal restrictions on war are always interpreted in some quarters as evidence that war is a civilized, professional activity that can be waged in rule-based and even humane ways. But for people committed to diminishing or abolishing war, gradual suffocation through graduated restriction is one possible route. The International Committee of the Red Cross has recently developed criteria for an objective medically based definition of superfluous injury or unnecessary suffering, wording from the 1977 Additional Protocol I to the Geneva Conventions of 1949, one of several international agreements aimed at restricting the methods used to wage war, so that some weapons now in use can be eliminated and abhorrent new weapons can be banned before they are deployed. 32 Evaluation health peace initiatives aim simultaneously to improve outcomes in health and peace.